Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Last big weekend coming up for Lights on Stratford. Joining us on the phone lines with details is Zach Gribble. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, it's great to have you on the phone lines with a little bit of snow coming down this morning, this Wednesday morning. Zach, last big weekend is coming up.
Yes, indeed. And although there is a little bit of shoveling to do this morning, the snow just provides an incredible backdrop and setting for our last weekend of Lights on Stratford, including Stratford's On for Lights on Stratford, which we're really, really excited about in that we have over 60 downtown businesses that are staying open late to help celebrate putting our best foot forward as a city and as a destination and for local residents to come and really enjoy the downtown core with the lights and with all these businesses open.
As we've talked about, it's such a win-win situation with the last big weekend that's coming up for Lights on Stratford. So you can get details with Downtown Stratford BIA with Stratford's On for Lights On. And there's an amazing Instagram contest going on where you can win $250 in downtown dollars for yourself and for the business of your choice. They could also win $250 in downtown dollars. Again, all the details with that, Stratford Downtown BIA. You can find them on Facebooks and links with mystratfordnow.com. But Zach, as we've talked about, especially the weekends for Lights on Stratford have been a big success.
They really have. I mean, it's so incredible to see Stratford really come alive in the deep winter in January with thousands of people wandering around the city and our park system. Traditionally, the final weekend is our busiest, so we're really looking forward to this one. And the net new feature of having so many other businesses and retailers and cafes and restaurants open throughout that weekend and including until after the lights come on is going to be really exciting, and we expect a huge audience.
And there's been some great feedback in terms of those shareable moments with Lights on Stratford, Zach.
We have never experienced this much social media sharing. There's been some shareable moments contests in partnership with the BIA, but just authentic sharing of our community and visitors taking in the light displays, getting very creative and putting all that online. So we share as much of that as we can on our Lights on Stratford social media channels. But I have to say this year's really stood out in terms of the quality of the images, the joy that they represent, and the depth and breadth of how much that is being shared.
And what's really struck me for this Lights on Stratford has been how interactive the light displays have been, certainly with the light wall that you can activate, also the pool or the light display behind City Hall at Market Square, and of course Infinity at Tom Patterson Island as well.
It's really interesting when you put this these types of light display experiences together. There's this balance between spectacle and interactivity. I actually think that interactivity almost tips the scale in terms of importance of what you remember and what you enjoy when you come and see a light festival like this. But some of these displays somehow manage to sort of get that balance perfectly between spectacle and interactivity, and I really think that the three that you just mentioned do a great job of that.
And, of course, we also have to mention Tom Patterson Theater, and with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon celebrating its 50th anniversary, go check out that light display at Tom Patterson Theater, too.
Yes, so, again, the instructions there are it's a 17-minute-long light display that cycles and loops. There are two red flashes at the very beginning and then a white flash. If you queue up Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd on your device, you hit play on that white flash, it is pretty spectacular seeing that amazing building light up, but even more so to the soundtrack of Dark Side of the Moon.
And it's cool. It works. I've done it. It is side one of Dark Side. You got to do it. It is so cool. And we should mention, too, one of the more popular, in terms of selfies, during the day is the display on the band shell at Veterans Drive.
It is actually one of the most popular in terms of what we see on social media. So the giant heart at the band shell, as you know, we had actually developed that for a previous year's festival, and we wanted to celebrate that and put that somewhere in the city. it is framed almost like it was bespoke built for that building. So we absolutely loved having the heart in there. There are so many heartwarming images of people, a lot actually of pets and all kinds of things happening at that particular location. It is sort of purpose-built for the ultimate selfie photo.
All right, so it's Lights on Stratford. This is the final weekend coming up. And again, the hours for the light display, Zach?
The hours are 5 to 10 p.m. I will mention that Tom Patterson Theater is going to be slightly later, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if I can just mention, we're also really thrilled at all of the earned media and interest from around the country and even internationally in our Light Festival. There was a major Toronto-based blog TO post that happened last week, and I just want to share a quote in it. It says, "Stratford, Ontario may be known as Canada's art town, but should also be added to your list as one of the best places to visit in the province during the winter months." So this is just fantastic news for those of us that are in the tourism industry to sort of read and see. So events like Lights on Stratford, a Winterfest, and all of the cultural experiences coming together are really moving the needle in terms of winter development, which is really exciting.
Well, that is awesome. Well said. And again, Zach Gribble, congratulations on Lights on Stratford. Such a huge success. And as you mentioned, gosh, there are more winter events coming up. There's a Stratford Winter Pride for the weekend of February 9th through the 12th with Stratford Pride Community Center. And as you mentioned, Stratford Winter Fest at Upper Queen's Park, part of your family day long weekend with all the big events happening at Upper Queen's Park for Saturday, February 18th. So we are becoming a winter destination too, eh, Zach?
We certainly are, and for a community of our size, I don't know anywhere else on the planet that has this much going on year-round. It's fantastic.
Again, Zach Gribble, congratulations, but do check it out. Final weekend coming up for Lights on Stratford. You can get all the details with links at mystratfordnow.com. Zach Gribble, thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Jamie.
Perfect, Zach. That's awesome. Great. Glad we could...